Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 28th, 2018. Today is Wednesday in the second week of Lent. Here is a reading from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Jesus began to teach them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, "Listen! A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it and yielded no grain. Other seed fell into good soil, and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing, and yielding 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he said, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." When he was alone, those who were around him, along with the 12, asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside everything comes in parables, in order that they may indeed look but not perceive, and may indeed listen but not understand." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand all the parables?" The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground. When they hear the word, they immediately receive it with joy, but they have no root and endure only for a while. Then when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are those sown among the thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, and it yields nothing. And these are the ones sown on the good soil. They hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Here ends the reading. We have a practice in the Episcopal Church, and I'm sure this practice extends to other mainline liturgical churches and our Catholic brothers and sisters. We read a great deal of Scripture in the course of the liturgy. A typical Sunday service in the Episcopal Church, a person in the congregation will hear a reading from the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures. We will sing or say a psalm. We will hear a reading from one of the epistles, one of the letters in the New Testament. And we will always hear a passage from the Gospel. Four very distinct lessons. And in the aftermath of the Old Testament lesson and the epistle lesson, the reader always says a particular thing. The reader announces the end of the lesson by a pause, and then the word of the Lord, to which people respond, "Thanks be to God." In some parishes, the response from the reader is, "Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church." And the congregation answers, "Thanks be to God." I like that second one, though we don't use it here at Trinity Church. I like it because it suggests to us that the hearing of Scripture is supposed to incite something in us, supposed to excite something in us. That the hearing of Scripture within the context of community is something that has the potential to change us. That's why when I read Jesus' words and the parable of the sower and the seed, I couldn't help but notice how he began the parable and how he ended it. At the beginning, "Listen! A sower went forth to sow his seed." And at the end. Let anyone who has ears listen. Well, we all know there's a big difference between hearing and listening. We can hear the words. The disciples and the crowd that followed Jesus heard the words of the parable. They heard him. And maybe they were straining. Maybe they were listening to try and understand. But it didn't make any sense to them. Tell us what this parable means, they ask. I wonder sometimes when we are in worship in the Episcopal Church, are we listening to the words of Scripture as they're being read to us? Or is it just so much droning on? The ones with ears, let them listen. It is possible that as we listen to the words of Scripture proclaimed in the context of liturgy, it is possible that we will hear a new word from God speaking deep into our souls. But only if we open ourselves up to the possibility that God speaks through the spoken word. Jesus goes on in explaining the parable to talk about what happens. God spreads God's word with abundance. It's sown everywhere. And here we're talking about the living Word of God, not necessarily the words of Scripture. But I think while the words of Scripture do not constitute the sum total of God's Word being spread abroad to the world, they are in their own way a very real and tangible sort of way that God speaks to us. So God spreads God's Word, and some of it comes to naught. The devil snatches it away. And some of it produces a little bit of excitement, but then, since it isn't in any kind of depth, it shrivels up. And some grows a little bit, but then the people who hear it with the cares of the world and their worries, the weeds of anxiety choke out the good word. But every now and then, the word finds a lodging place, and it springs up, and it blossoms, and it grows. I wonder how the Word of God is growing within us. How are we receiving the Word of the Lord as it comes to us through the words of Scripture? Or how are we receiving the Word of the Lord as that Word comes to us through the broken body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist? How are we receiving the Word of the Lord as it comes to us in the form of cries from those on the margins in our society? How are we hearing God's Word plaintively calling to us from the poor and the destitute, from those who are behind bars or behind the bars of discrimination and injustice? How is the Word speaking to us? We don't get to choose how God delivers the Word. God delivers the Word however God chooses, through the liturgy, through our experience, through our friends and neighbors, through those on the margins, through the written word of Scripture, through the prayers of the church. God's word is always being spoken. The question is, do we have ears? Listen. The one who has ears, let them hear. Let us pray. O God, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son to reconcile earth with heaven. Grant that we, loving you above all things, may love our friends in you and our enemies for your sake. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.